What's up, Eagle Hackers? Welcome to the C.S. Joseph Podcast. I'm your host, C.S. Joseph. Thank you for watching and listening. Today's Acolyte question is, how can I, as an SDUF INFP, get motivation or be motivated in life? That is an amazing question, and I'm very excited to share the answer. And the answer is quite simply, become subconscious focused. SDUF types are unconscious focused. Unconscious focus, from the perspective of the octagram, basically means that they are very outward with their deadly sins. They're outwardly slothful, for example, but they're also outwardly prideful. And to other people, they look super lazy and they look very prideful. And it's these things that are holding them back from being productive in the context of their life. And it's because ultimately they're looking for the cognitive origin of authority primarily, as well as the cognitive origin of validation. And from their perspective, they had a great childhood. They had tons of authority as a child. They had tons of validation as a child. But all of a sudden, when they got to adulthood, all of that was taken away. And because they were enabled so much as children, they did not have the skills or the wisdom required of them to actually, get through life as we know it. Ultimately, it just didn't happen, which is pretty sad if you think about it. They lack the maturity to move forward. They lack the maturity necessary to actually gain their cognitive origin of authority, or gain their cognitive origin of validation, their secondary origin. And they just end up having feelings of powerlessness within the confines of their own adulthood. It's actually pretty sad for INFPs to be in that situation. And I feel bad for them. SDUF types have that decay energy where they just decay things around them, but they're actually in a state of self-decay with their nurture. Self-decay. And that can be a serious, serious problem. Self-decay. And when they are self-decaying, they actually have a tendency of being a burden on other people and taking everyone else down with them. And they just look super mega entitled. Here they are trying to manifest, good things in their life, but they can't do it because they're not willing to take the action. They're not willing to take the initiative to basically make those things actually come true. So the INFP ends up entirely stuck in their comfort zone, like in a major way, entirely stuck. And that would be a huge problem, like a major problem. You got to watch out for that. You got to watch out for that on a regular basis, much a regular basis. So yeah, very important, very necessary, and not the best thing in the world, right? Not the best thing. So what do you do? What do you do in this situation? Well, obviously, as I said earlier, you need to become subconscious focus. Subconscious focus is the answer. You have to develop subconscious focus. And remember, if you're unconscious focused octagrams, SDUF and UDUF are actually temporary mind states. The mind is always trying to get back to subconscious focus. Just like everyone used to be subconscious focused as small children, the mind is always trying to get back to that, almost to that state that a person was as a child, which actually makes sense because it is written. You know, a man cannot enter the kingdom of heaven unless he is born again, or a man cannot enter the kingdom of heaven unless he has become like a child. And it makes perfect sense. Subconscious focus is absolutely the ticket to success in life, because this is where your brain is trying to naturally get you to. And if you're unconscious focus, it is still a very temporary mind state, okay? So you gotta watch out for this temporary mind state. It's super, super important that you continue to do so in that regard. So to get to a more long-term permanent mind state, you have to go to your temple wheels, okay? So the temple wheels, which are important, and the temple wheel spokes, but you really only have to focus on your deadly sin, your living virtue. So if you're an INFP, you have two deadly sins and two living virtues. You have sloth as a deadly sin and pride as a deadly sin, okay? And then you have your living virtues of taking the initiative, also known as leadership. And then also, you also have the other one, which is humility. Humility. So what you need to do is actually lean in to your deadly sins, but to a point. Because the INFP is very interest-based. They're aware of what people get out of certain situations. They're aware of what they get out of situations. They have to create a type of earning-based complex when it comes to the specific temple wheels for their octagram, okay? And the eight spokes of the two temple wheels of the octagram. So to do this, what they have to do is that they have to allow themselves to be slothful, but only under certain circumstances. They have to earn their sloth. They also have to earn their pride. They're only allowed, they have to get to a point where they have the self-discipline to only allow themselves to be prideful if they have something to show for it at the end of the day. Something worth being validated. Something worth being proud of at the end of the day. That's one thing. That's called internalized pride. And then they also need to internalize sloth. Where it's like, I am allowed to be lazy, but only if I led other people, if only I took the initiative, if only I proved to myself that I worked hard today, I took the initiative, I have earned the right to be slothful right now. And this is where the INFP gives themselves permission at certain times, because they are affiliative, right? Affiliative is doing the right thing and being interdependent. The INFP gives themselves permission, right? Permission to give themselves, the ability to be slothful, and then ultimately also earn the right to be prideful because they have accomplished something worth being prideful about. And they don't allow themselves to be slothful, and they don't allow themselves to be prideful unless those situations actually exist, unless that is a fact. So psychologically, that's what they need to do from a human nurture perspective in order to move them forward in their lives and get them out of the ditch of unconscious focus and get into subconscious focus. That way they can actually be on a path in their lives to make them healthier, make them happier. That's what's required, psychologically speaking. So do this. Do this. INFPs, do this. If you are an unconscious focus, meaning SDUF or UDUF, make sure that you are putting these things into play. Make sure that you understand these things, because that is entirely necessary. Entirely necessary. So, get it done. This is literally what you have to do to be successful in your life, to gain subconscious focus. That way you always have the motivation. And, you know, it can be heavily motivated when you're like, hey, I've actually earned the right to be slothful right now. Or, hey, I've actually earned the right to be prideful right now. That's the ticket. That's the key. It's all about earning. Now, this advice does not apply to the other types. This is specific to the INFP. So just giving you guys a heads up. Don't read into the lines too much when it comes to temple wheels and how they work. It's different for everyone else. Different contexts. Different things that need to be understood. So make sure you folks are aware of those differences. It's really important that you understand that. So anyway, folks, thanks for watching and listening, and we'll see you guys on the next episode.